For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Bastiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners. And learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
Texting terms at unlock.com/SMS. Privacy policy at unlock.com/privacy-policy. Texting enrolls for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Terms and conditions apply. For full details, see unlock.com/legal. After portrayal.
Lisa, thanks for having me over. Your new kitchen is gorgeous. How'd you find the money to do it?
We worked with this great company, Unlock. They help you unlock the future value of your home to get the cash you need today.
So it's a home equity loan?
No, it's not a loan at all. There's no monthly payments and no interest charges ever. And you can use the money however you want. We were able to redo our kitchen and pay off our credit card debt.
Wow, Jack and I could really use this to finally pay off our old student loan debt. How do I get started?
It's easy. Just go to their website.
Text EQUITY to 865-865 to unlock the value in your home and get up to $500,000 in cash with no monthly payments and no interest ever. Pay off debt, improve your home, add to your retirement fund. It's up to you. Text EQUITY to 865-865. Text the word EQUITY to 865-865. Text EQUITY to 865-865 now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You have a new text message. You have a new text message.
We have a text message because you need something solved. Elizabeth and Radar, this is called Text Roulette. We spin the text roulette wheel. Find out where we're going to land. It's brought to you by the Amato Automotive Group, home of warranty forever.
12.
Number 12.
Ooh, probably a text that just came in this morning.
Let me take a look here.
Answering your questions, trying to solve your problems, giving you some good, solid advice.
This is great when some of you, actually, when you start your text, you'll say, this is for text roulette or my text roulette question. Boom, that's how this one starts. Then we can easily track these. Text roulette question is, I need help. I was trying to purchase a new car last month. I didn't know that my ex-wife had not paid off a credit card bill that she promised to pay. So I was thinking about taking her to small claims court over a credit card bill. I was slow on getting the papers together because I work a lot of hours during the week, but she recently got engaged. Well, it gets a little deeper here. My girlfriend now says it would look like I'm mad because she's engaged, which I'm not. I'm happy for her, but I still need this bill paid. I need help on this. Should I now just suck it up and pay it? That is the text roulette today. Give us a call. What do you think? 414-432-1099. Looks like the ex-wife didn't pay off a credit card bill. The ex-wife is now engaged to someone else. Person who texted in said, yeah, I have a girlfriend who said it's going to make it look like you're just mad at her for getting engaged. So you're trying to take her to small claims court. But should this person is wondering, should this person now just suck it up and pay this credit card bill so we don't have to worry about it? He's trying to purchase a new car last month, but boom, here comes the credit issue. Oh, it's not paid off yet. 414-432-1099. Call and let us know what you think this person should do. You just suck it up and pay
it? If your ex is legally agreed that they were going to pay that credit card debt, and if there's a divorce settlement or there's some kind of written agreement, then you're within your rights to pursue that. And that's what small claims court is for.
I was kind of reading that the other way, thinking, well, they both kind of owe on this credit card. Their names are both on the credit card bill. So doesn't this person just have to suck it up and pay it? You pay it, you get your new car. That way they'll look at your credit and go, oh, everything's paid. You don't pay it, they're going to sit there and say, well, until that gets paid, you're not getting this car, maybe. Maybe. I don't know if that's the exact, like, the final answer here, but it seems like they can't purchase this new car.
If you want this to just go away fast,
Bye, right?
And you have the ability to pay it, then just pay it and move on with your life and get your car. Mm-hmm. And then there's no need to have a conversation.
Then you're done.
But again, having been through a divorce before, when you have things that are written in the divorce agreement and they're not following up on that, that's where you have to maybe reach out to your lawyer so your lawyer can reach out to their lawyer and say, we may have to take this to court if this is what you were supposed to do. Because if they were supposed to pay that based in the divorce agreement, there's a reason why that got distributed to that person. And that's their role in this, and they need to do it.
Sounds like the girlfriend is saying, no, just pay it because it's going to look like you're mad because she's engaged and you're not. Make it look like you're jealous. So just go ahead. It sounds like maybe the girlfriend is even saying, yeah, just pay it. So maybe this person should suck it up and pay it. What do you think, Mix Family? 414-432-1099.
We'll get to your calls coming up, but first, a break from our sponsors.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Hass avocados or mangoes, 4 for $5 or $1.25 each. Signature Farms boneless, skinless chicken breasts or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And enjoy an exclusive digital deal on Sargento shredded or sliced cheeses. 5 to 8 ounce selected varieties, $1.97 each, limit 4. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Text roulette question this morning. Need help. Trying to purchase a new car last month. Didn't know that my ex-wife didn't pay off a credit card bill that she promised to pay. Wanted to take her to small claims court, but was slow getting the papers together. Girlfriend now says, you take her to small claims, going to look like you're mad because she's engaged. The ex-wife is engaged. She still needs this bill paid, even though I'm happy for her. Should I just suck it up and pay it? It's Elizabeth and Radar. We wanted to know what you thought. You can always call 414-432-1099. Or you could even text in, like Linda, who says, pay it if you can and then take them to court. Pay it first.
Wow, you can still do that.
I didn't know that. Yeah. Get that money back.
Well, and do you want the closure or do you want the reimbursement? What means more to you? And I can understand in the moment, it's the principal, they're supposed to pay it. But if it's going to be a drag to try to get in contact with them, if it is going to just take emotional and a mental toll on you, then maybe suck it up and pay it if it's a relatively small amount. But paying it and then going back to court, Linda, great idea.
Yeah,
and then you can get your car.
Okay, so hold on. I think we got a text back from our... Yes, okay, here it is. We did get a text back.
They responded.
They did respond. Yes, they did. Hold on. I got to vet that one, proofread it there. It's not in a divorce agreement because at the time there was a tragedy in the household. I can't get the vehicle, but I need a cosigner due to this credit card bill, and I don't want a cosigner. So you got to pay it, right? If you don't want the cosigner, then you got to pay this bill. That way everything is clear, and then you can get this car. It's as simple as that, is it not? Oh, Elizabeth is sitting there going.
It is that simple.
What do you think?
I mean, simple is a relative term. None of it is simple, and it's money, and it's unfortunate. But
bottom line, how's that?
Shocking. Your ex doesn't want to play nice in the sandbox. Your ex is disappointing. Your ex isn't keeping up with their end of the bargain. We can see why they're your ex.
Yeah.
You were not a priority to them. The relationship fell apart. They moved on. You've now moved on. And if you really want to move on, then pay it.
Cassie from Milwaukee says, I don't care if it makes him look mad or jealous. Take that ex-wife in and get the money from her. Why should he have to suck it up and pay by himself? Make her pay it!
I understand the principle of it, but he has to sit there and figure out what kind of toll is that going to take on him and his life and moving himself
forward. Right, yeah, exactly. Otherwise,
if this
just
is something
hang.
You want to take on, then do that. But I go back to what Linda said. Pay it and then take them to court.
Pay it and then go to court?
Do it. Pay it, then you won't need to get a core signer.
Not like what Cassie said and just, hey, make her pay it.
Well, here's,
how do you make somebody pay
because
something?
Because also, this person needs a car right now.
Yes. Truth.
So you have to figure that out. And that is you taking care of yourself.
Another texter says,
as much as you may think, oh, I'm letting them get away with it because I'm paying for it, you need a car.
Yeah.
And if you don't have that car to really move forward with your life physically here in this fact, then the ex does win and they still have that power over you.
You got to get a car. Just pay it off. And then maybe do what Linda said. Yeah, if you want, then go to court. Doesn't we don't know how much this credit card bill is. I mean,
no, we don't.
Could be $1,000, could be $5,000, could be more.
And if you don't have time, then you are just going to have to pay the credit card bill, forget about the ex, maybe deal with them later in court, get yourself a car. Otherwise, save up and buy the car with cash.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. Matter of fact, that's what somebody does say.
Because if you have the money to pay this credit card, then you have some money
to buy the car.
Because I have to think it's a couple thousand if we're talking about a credit card bill here that's even being brought up to the radio.
Yeah.
You would have some money to buy a car. My nephew just got a car with a tape player and a CD player. Straight cash. Living the high life. Driving around in his Buick.
Four wheels and a seat.
There you go.
You're good to go.
What they say?
A beater with a heater.
Esa-Pekka Salonen's final concerts as music director of the San Francisco Symphony bring legendary artists and epic music to Davies Symphony Hall, culminating in Mahler's electrifying Second Symphony. Tickets at sfsymphony.org.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.